The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. Pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington. And ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Wherever you be in the world, this is Ralph Kermit Winroad II. I'm sitting in for John today. He's off. Got some amazing information. Just can't make this stuff up anymore. Literally, just it's. I don't know what to say. I've made two amazing finds, and I'm going to be talking here a little later in the show about the second one and tying it into the first one. Come out of the Congressional Record, and it actually came out of 1887 out of the Supreme Court cases. And boy, does it add clarification to our problem in this country. And but I'm going to make a few comments about a couple of other things that are current right now. One is I had a hoot out of the Academy Awards, or the Oscars. An amazing Price Waterhouse, and I don't know, was there 20, 24 categories? I don't know how many. And these liberals out there can't even get it right. And they screwed up on the biggest thing of the whole night. I thought that was just hilarious. Now, I don't have a TV. I didn't watch it. I've just watched a few of the little clips, because I don't have time to watch these guys. But I thought that was just a hoot. I could not believe that they would screw up on something that simple. Price Waterhouse, and this guy's back there schmoozing with the gal that got the best actress, I guess. Unbelievable. Trying to get a picture or something. You can't make this stuff up. And then they get around and have a sex offender show up backstage. Guy just got out of jail. That fits right in. These people are, basically, they're Satanists. That's what Hollywood is, a majority of. Not all of them, but it's never a majority. But like I say, you just can't make this stuff up. How could you screw up something that simple? You just can't make this up. Anyway, enough of those idiots back there in Hollywood. That too, I got a couple of other subjects, and then we're going to get into, do we know who we are? Do you really know who you are? Can you prove it? What we think we know is not so. Basically, the world that we live in today is closer to the Matrix than people can understand. And I deal in facts. I deal in real facts. And I'm going to just a couple of things before we get into that. Is I had a trooper stop me here the other day, yesterday, going down KGB Road, Connect Goose Bay Road, and it's about 16 miles long to my house, 16 and a half miles, two lane, snow up on both sides. Here's this trooper sitting there on along the edge of the road. It's a tremendously highly trafficked road anymore. It needs to be, they'll probably be making a four lanes out quite a ways. So he's sitting there, and I got my vehicle on cruise control. And I usually set it about 63, which puts me about 60 to 61 miles an hour. And I never took it off of cruise control. And I went by him. And he sat there for a little bit, and then he comes out, and then he follows me. Well, see, most people, when they're speeding, or think they're speeding, I just left it alone. So he followed me there for, maybe half a mile. Finally put his lights on. And he comes up, and he said, "Do you know you were doing 61 miles an hour?" And I said, "Really?" I was trying to get my phone out. And I said, "Boy, am I glad to see you." I said, "I want to report a stolen vehicle." I said, "The state of Alaska stole this vehicle. And by the way, you have a conflict of interest here because you're trying to evidently harass me for driving the state's vehicle. But this other is a felony, sir." And he looks at me. He said, "I have your license and registration." So I get on my little spiel again. I said, "Well, you're supposed to take in, it's a felony. I'm driving a stolen car. I don't know this puppy." So he went back, and he was gone a couple minutes, and he come back. And so I explained to him. I said, "Well, here's how it's done." I said, "Don't they teach you anything down at Sitka?" I said, "Go over to Wasilla Chevrolet, any new dealer, and there's an attorney, in fact, affidavit there. Every new car, we have to sign it to get it off the lot. We don't read, and it's notarized. It says I'm giving away all right, title, and interest. It's called an attorney in fact. It's just the same as an express contract." I said, "Go over to Wasilla." I said, "Geez, man, they don't teach you troopers nothing." And I said, "Ask them to see the manufacturer's statement of origin." I said, "They hand carry that document, it's a commercial piece of paper, to DMV. And then they issue a certificate of title that says, I have a security. There may be other security interests not shown." I said, "Why don't you go check it out?" And he's sitting there, and I said, "Well, what are you going to do about this complaint?" "Well, that's a felony." He said, registration says you're an owner on the registration. He said, "You got possession," and he handed my stuff. "You have a nice day, Mr. Winterode." I said, "Wait a minute, come out here." He just kept trucking. Never even told me to slow down. So I said, "Well, let's have a little fun. Let's see if they really..." He's a youngster because they do the training out of Palmer. And so I put it right back up on cruise control again, right where I had it. Kicked her back up to 63 and hit it. He follows me about 200 yards back for a couple miles, and I pulled into the post office. And I guess he didn't tell me to slow down. I don't know. This is the third time I've been stopped by cops, and I bring that up. One of them, I passed a cop doing 65 into 45. Same thing. This is why we don't have the right to travel. We don't own the vehicle. You can look it up yourself at home on the Internet. Just go to the Anchorage go to their code and go into Title IX, and it says right in there, the cops can only write tickets on government-owned or government-driven vehicles. That started me on a crusade that took me many years and cost me many thousands of dollars before I finally got it all figured out. And it was so dang simple. But that's why we don't have a right to travel. We don't own the car. We've given it away. And the only way you can get that back under the UCC is you have to go in under the – because under the when it's resold, that contract stays in place, and you have to go in under the UCC, look it up, and tell them you want to cancel that contract. You want to own it, and you want the manufacturer's statement of origin back. Of course, they're going to tell you they don't exist, that they've done them, that they've shredded them, which I don't think so, because it's money. They're collateralizing it. I know that's what they're doing. That part I cannot prove yet, but I will. I'm going to get to them. But that's why these right to travel people barking up the wrong tree. You got to get to the root of the tree. Because we don't have a right to travel in a government-owned rig. Just like leasing one, if you go lease one from a one of these dealers, you sign an agreement. Certain things you have to have. That's why they can control us with driver's licenses and insurance and traffic citations and all this other nonsense. So that's one thing on the right to travel. And I'm going to touch on another one because I heard there was a case, I guess, in Alabama come up on child custody stuff. And I fought that stuff up here first time I ever took it on was with a gal that was hugely overweight. It wasn't because of her eating, but she had a nice little gal. She was way overweight, and it was out of wedlock, and the state took it because we found out later there was a doctor in the hospital feeding kids to CSSD, which is our, quote, executive child slavers. So anyway, they took custody of this child. So in the process, I started to do all the research, and finally came up, there are regulations that mandate a cooperative agreement between the executive, CSSD, up here they call them that, and the Department of Law, between the courts. There's a court. There's a cooperative agreement. And in Article 6, it says that the judge is audited for the amount of money he's making. And they split this money up. The Department of Law has a contract with them. It's a cooperative agreement. The cops have one. The troopers up here. It's all about money. And the people going into those courts, this is all your child custody, all your divorces, all this nonsense. Everybody in there is under contract to make money, to get grant monies from the feds. And there's two regulations, federal regulations, that mandate it if you're going to get the money. And, of course, the states have signed up. It's even worse because, you see, there's a public law. I'll see if I can find it quickly. But there's a public law that, guess what else they do? They set quotas on adoption. And if you can exceed that quota, you get $4,000, is probably more now for the healthy ones, and you get $2,000 for the ones that are crippled or special needs or whatever word you want to put to it. I kid you not. You can't make this stuff up. Is that getting, and they, in this act of Congress, they talk about get them young. Whoa. Isn't that amazing? Anyway, Alice Brown was her name. We lost because the crop. There is no courts. There's no courts anywhere. It's all an illusion. You're in the matrix. But federal guy can prove. Alaska I can prove. I can't prove all these states because I haven't had time to. There's no reason to go there because I know I can look at a couple things and tell you it's not so. So she had a second child. She had a son. And they were in Montana, and she got a hold of me again. And I said, well, let me do a little look. So I called around. And where you find these is you go to the head of the, usually where the child slavers' headquarters is, the capital, or ours happened to be in the 7th floor down here in Anchorage. You can get them there. They'll send them to you. And so anyway, I got the one out of Montana. We followed into the court down there. Do you know what they did? They gave her $20,000 and told her to get the hell out of Montana. Yeah, she gave me 20% of it just to save her child, which I didn't ask for it, but she gave me 20%. I said, that's fine. She went down to California and got on welfare there. And then she was actually living in Tijuana because she was so concerned about them taking her second child. The true story. And I have the case in Montana. But they won't show you that other part because she just took it into them and said, "We got to, you guys are all got a conflict of interest here because everybody here is under contract to make money. They didn't want any part of it." I got out of that trying to help people with that. I tried to help another party up here that was, it was a black guy and a white gal, and she'd been molested, and they threw me out of the courtroom. They actually run me out of the old Alaska courthouse. That was a fun one, too. I got around and did a sig heil to that damn trooper, and he came out there and he said, "Do that again, and I'll arrest you." And I did it again. He didn't arrest me. What did I do? They want this information out, but people won't believe it. They just won't believe it. And I cannot. I sat in there. I went in this one with this black guy and this white gal. And I'm telling you, when I entered that courtroom, you can believe it or not, I can still picture in my mind that Department of Law gal turned around and I felt a chill, like a cold chill just run through me. Evil, pure evil. And of course, they made me put the camera and my cell phone and everything down on the counter, on the bar there. But they didn't want me in there. And then, of course, I went outside and talked because I was trying to find out, you know, what was going on with these people. And then when I come back in, they said I'd mentioned one of the children's names, so they ousted me out of there. You can't make this stuff up. And let's see here. I was going to try to see if I could quickly find this public law here. If you want a cooperative agreement, a copy of one, so you can find it in your own state, because I was actually working with Senator Nancy Schaefer. She was a senator down in Georgia, very devout Christian gal. And I was getting the information and feeding it to her behind the scenes because she needed the information, and she stumbled across, I don't say stumbled, she discovered a trafficking, human trafficking that was going into Florida. And next thing I know, she's dead, her husband's dead, and supposedly her husband shot her and then committed suicide. Never happened. And the people down here that I was working with, that was in her office, they nobody really wanted to investigate. They're just, sorry, it's a suicide, lied at all. These people, this human trafficking is a killer. And I just saw the other day, Obama, in 2014, arrested 400 people in a whole year on human trafficking. Do you know how many Trump's already got in 1 month? 1,500. That is the sickest, most evilest stuff to take little girls, little boys, young teens, women, and enslave them into that stuff. I know two women that's gone through this where they were molested, and it screwed them both up. I mean, they're both adults. The only way to deal with those people that do this stuff is kill them. You ain't gonna cure them. Kill them. It's pure evil. I mean, I can't even imagine. We had a guy in Anchorage, got out of jail, and this little baby was like a little baby girl was like a year and a half old. And they caught him, and they had him out in the street with his pants and his underwear on. A year and a half old baby? You got to be kidding me. What is wrong? It's just, I don't know. You cannot make this stuff up. It's sick. Well, I'm going to get to this. It's absolutely astounding. I guess we're going to take back a minute. Start.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
That road. I'm sitting in for John. He's off today. And I tell you, you're going to hear stuff on Republic you're not going to hear anywhere else on the internet. And I'm going to bring some stuff today you're not going to hear it anywhere else, I guarantee you. And it happens to be true. And I can back it up. And if you want to see some of these documents, I think can put in notes or something. I got to look and see into that. For documents to go look under notes under shows. I got to see how that works. But I have an email list, by the way, Ralph@AlaskaMinuteman.com. Ralph@AlaskaMinuteman.com. And I have an IRS list for 250 postal money orders. If you want to join, if you can't afford it, I still add you. But if you want to see some of these documents, believe nothing from anybody. That's my advice. I see so much nonsense with nothing to back it up. I deal in factual things I can prove with their documents. That's even better yet. I am uniquely in a position because I have all the statutes of the United States. I have access to all Federal Register, all case law through Westlaw. I have access to a lot from 1921 to about 1985, the GAO, Senate House reports. I'm working on getting the congressional records of the United States. And much more. That's all right at my fingertips. And if you do not have Westlaw and you're really taking these guys on, which, by the way, we're going to be doing in Minnesota with Rappert's case on IRS. Another guy up there on this Hartman on this water nonsense. What do they call? I think what they call it, but it's a water type nonsense. it was all smoke and mirrors. And another where they took property off of a abandoned, which it was not abandoned. It's about $250,000. And it gets into diversity of citizenship and some of that. And I'm going to be going over this. It's a tough subject. But like Jose says in the Bible, my people die for a lack of knowledge. And if we don't understand who we are, you're not going anywhere. I'm telling you. I've been doing this for 15, 16 years now, full time. And this last year and this year, I'm light years. All of the other was just stuff to get me so that I could get enough background. And that's why I do shows and have a list and put out briefings out of real court cases, real briefs. For the ones that will allow me to use their names, or I get around if I have time and I delete out their name, I redact their names, so you can see what's going on and learn instead of just nonsense. Oh, he did this. Yeah, right. Okay. Well, I'm a non-believer. I can't see it. First of all, it ties into what Trump did with the executive order. Trump filed in, of course, and we got all these states. All these states that come out against the executive order that absolutely, positively is under the exclusive control of the executive power of the President of the United States. Period. Nobody can argue with him. The judicial, under unambiguous statutes, can only do one thing, is shut the hell up. And they won't go there. But I'm going to be talking, I'm going to go over that, but then also the thing that one of the most major things, if you're fighting any code section, anything you're fighting at the local level, codes, whatever you're fighting, from all the way up through the state to the feds, they do not speak English. They do not speak English. General usage English. This is a killer. This is one of the first things that I found here about maybe 2 months ago. I finally found it. How to corner these guys on, because they don't they don't speak English. They use terms. And these terms are so ridiculous. They have no relationship to what we think the word means. A term, and it's under means, M-E-A-N-S. And when it says means, it means. Oops, so I got lonely. I guess we're back to break again. I got to speed up.
Took it all away.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com.
That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Okay, we're back from break here. And this is Ralph Winterode. I'm sitting in for John Stettmiller. The Ninth Circuit now, I just went in and looked in on Pacer. All now, what they're, Attorney General Sessions for Trump put in to have them to put a hold on the injunction that that guy did down there in Washington, that Minnesota and those guys did. And, of course, the state come back. Trump evidently hasn't rescinded that executive order the way it sounds. And so the Ninth Circuit, because they've had it, they've been made fun of so bad. A bunch of liberals down there, extremely corrupt court systems. The Ninth Circuit, they get overturned. I've heard numbers as high as 80%. I don't know what it is, but they're way out there. They said no, so they're going to go ahead and they want appellate briefs. I think it's due by March 10th next month. So they're going to go ahead and try to adjudicate this thing, this total freaking nonsense. Now, I don't know what Trump's, why he hasn't done the executive order. That's up to him. But what I can tell you is amazing. Where are all of the states that are, why is Trump out there by himself, basically? We have the state of Washington that's against him, state of Minnesota. Let's go on down. There's a bunch of native over in Washington that were against him. Let's see here. We've got the ACLU out of Washington, the state of Texas. I think that one's pending. I think that was a good one. I got to go check. Texas is usually pretty good. The Foundation for the Children of Iran. Now, what are they? What they have to do with our laws? The American Center for Law and Justice. Iranian Alliances Across Borders. American Civil Liberties Union. American Immigration Council. American Muslim Health Professionals. Americans United for Separation of Church and State. What a hoot. Anti-Defamation League. Jews. Citizens United. Citizens United Foundation. Conservative Legal Defense and Education. Constitutional scholars, I don't know about them. I haven't looked. Council for the Advancement of Muslim Professionals. The District of Columbia. Then we get into these different now. Freedom Watch is in there. They're the good guys. Gun Owners of Foundations in there. Gun Owners of America. Human Rights First, of course, they're not. Islamic Medical Association of North America. How do all these people get standing? Jewish Federation for Greater Seattle. Kids in Need Defense, law professors and clinicians, Muppies. I don't know what that is. It's something to do with they're tied in with the Muslims. Muslims Advocate, National Arab American Medical Association, National Immigrant Justice System, National Immigration Project for National Lawyers Guild, Network of Arab American Professionals, Northwest Immigration Rights Project. Oh, God, it just goes on and on and on. And then we go down to the states. State of California. State of Connecticut. State of Delaware. State of Illinois. State of Iowa. State of Maine. State of Maryland. State of Massachusetts. State of New Hampshire. New Mexico. New York. North Carolina. Oregon. Pennsylvania. Rhode Island. Vermont. Virginia. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, just unbelievable. Where's the good guys in this stuff? They all want this nonsense. It's not based on law. So let's get to it. What are they arguing over? It's 1182, 8 USC. It's codified, 811 USC. It's 1182F. Now, this particular statute, it says, classes of aliens ineligible for visas or admission. That's A. Except as otherwise provided in this chapter, aliens who are inadmissible under the following paragraphs are ineligible to receive visas and ineligible to be admitted to the United States. That seems pretty clear to me. It's called unambiguous statute. You have to go back to ECHO statute to do it, but it's codified. It's very unambiguous. But I'm going to get to something that nobody will touch in this thing. So what are they arguing over? Suspension of entry and imposition of restriction by president. That's 118 U.S.C. 1182F. He did an executive order. There are different flavors. Executive orders can be done but have no force and effect against us. They have to be approved by Congress. They put them in the Federal Register. This stuff all goes in the Federal Register, by the way. This one, Congress went ahead and put it into the statute, reinforcing the president's executive power. He has a total executive power over foreign relations. It's plain English. Here's what it says. Whenever the president finds, doesn't say anybody else, right? Finds is an adjudication type term, that the entry of any aliens, that's pretty inclusive. You think, you know that. Or any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interests of the United States. He may, by proclamation, which is executive order, he, doesn't say anybody else, and for such period as he shall deem necessary, suspend the entry of who? All aliens, that's the subject, the object of this, or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem to be appropriate. And they got Attorney General thing down below to do some other stuff. That's real clear, right? He, the president. It's non-negotiable. It's pure executive power. There are certain things that the president has under executive power that are out of the reach of the judicial, of the judiciary. And this is one of them. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. been that way for, if you read the brief that's brief that Sessions put out, second one when he got in, it was an amazing brief. But what are they talking about, an alien? So they get all this religious nonsense. So why doesn't, is there any terms in this? You got to always go to the terms. Always look for the definitions. And if you have access to Westlaw or anything, go at least go to the back of the definitions for that chapter. And a lot of definitions are chapter related, section related. Some are for good all across. It's a maze. They're using terms. Oh, I never did say what the term is. I was going to say what means is, because that's the killer one that I finally got to lock these guys down here. And let me get into that here, what means is. When an exclusive definition is intended, the word means is employed. Supreme Court decision, and many of them. Groman, G-R-O-M-A-N versus Commissioner, 302 U.S. 82. 302 U.S. 82, page 86, 1937. So, when the exclusive use, when an exclusive definition is intended, the word means. So, anytime you say something, it'll be in quotation marks, means, we're not speaking English anymore. We're speaking something foreign to almost all people that just work for a living. Only lawyers are aware of that. And a lot of them don't even, they can't go there because if they use the terms, they'd lose. But we don't know that. So the question becomes then, what is an alien? There's all this talking about aliens, any class of aliens. So why doesn't somebody bring up what kind of aliens we'd be talking about, you think? I think it'd be kind of important. Let me pull that up. Why don't we go there? Why won't they use the definitions of an alien? It's really quite simple, actually. Well, it's not really simple if you don't see this. I quite quit saying that. Under the same area, 8 U.S.C., 1101, 8 U.S.C., section 1101, A3, the term, it says term, right? Okay, in quotation marks, is alien, means any person. Now, that person is a dangerous word. You got to be real careful because they move that one all over. In the IRS code, it's something totally different. Any person not a citizen or national of the United States. That's it. There's nothing religious about it. There's no race, nothing. Color, nothing. It says citizen or national of the United States. So anybody that's not one of those is excluded, is included in the definition of alien. So you, if you're a citizen or a national of the United States, doesn't apply. Well, then the obvious question is, okay, well, are those terms done? They do this a lot of times in code. They'll do two or maybe even three deep to make you go find it. Well, in Westlaw, it's real easy because I just type in the thing in quotation marks and put and means, and it pops up every place it's done. So that's why it's so much easier for what I'm doing. But it will take very long to go through these definitions. So you just go into this definition and you go take a look and say, okay, well, what does that mean here? And let me find it here. I'm looking here. I got it highlighted. I went by it here when I was talking. Okay. Number 21, 8 U.S.C., 1101, A21. That term, national, just plain national, not national of the United States. National means any person owing allegiance to a state. Now, that's an unambiguous thing because it says permanent allegiance to a state, not one of the several states, a state. The Constitution says in the Privileges and Immunities, citizens of the several states. Privileges and immunities for the citizens of the several states. Where in the hell did they go? We have all these supposedly 50 foreign countries, for foreign states. They all got together under a union of states. They all have their own constitution. They all have their own laws. It's just like, basically, if you can compare it to Europe, the way it used to be, they're all foreign to each other. Then they got under the European Union and gave it away. except ours, we have a real Constitution of the United States, not like the European Union. So we go to the next term, okay? So here's the one we're looking for. The term, quote, national of the United States, end quote, means one of two things. What is a national of the United States? A citizen of the United States. Or, B, a person, though not a citizen of the United States, owes permanent allegiance to the United States. Well, guess who that second one is? Owes permanent allegiance to the United States. That's the citizens of the several states. That's where we're supposed to be. But we don't know any better. Well, what about the citizen of the United States? Do you know nobody has brought in the definition of term of alien or national of the United States in all the briefs I looked at, even the ones that are Trump? Because that would blow this whole freaking nonsense of citizen of the United States. Everybody thinks they are one. It'd blow it out of the water. Without any definitions, just a little simple logic, first of all, before we get into what I'm going to be talking, the rest of what I'm going to be talking about today. Is a citizen of the United States, are they all the same? If we're all a citizen of the United States, we don't need privileges and immunities of the several states in the Constitution. Can you vote as a citizen of one of the several states? Yes, you can, but you have to change the voter forms, which I'm doing. And we're going to get to why this stuff is so important. It's hard to get a good concept of this whole nonsense it's until you can really see it. The question becomes, then, is they're all the same? Well, a citizen of the United States in Alaska is what they want you to be to vote. A citizen of the United States is a native in Alaska. Now, the citizen of the United States, native, can go kill a moose out of season and have potlatch because somebody died. A citizen of the United States, native, in Dillingham, is exempt from property taxes under their thing, and the feds come in and make up that money for them. But everybody else, every other race, color, or whatever, you don't get that option. A citizen of the United States in Alaska, if you're a native citizen of the United States, you can go out here and catch all the fish you want with fish wheels. Other citizens of the United States can't. I saw this firsthand when I was over in Glen Allen. Citizens of the United States, they would go over there, the fish wheels on the Gulcana River, those were on the side you could get to easily. Pale faces like me or other people could go on the other side, but you had to have a big fancy river boat to get up there to even get it, and you were limited. But they would take their fish and go to Glen Allen and sell them right out of the back of their pickup and go in the bar. Now, if you and I did that, it's illegal for them to do it, but troopers won't touch them. But they're selling fish for beer, for booze, not beer, booze. A citizen of the United States, native, can go over there and trap line underneath the Alaska pipeline and not even do their traps. That's why there's all kinds of, they're so damn lazy, so many three-legged foxes running around up there. And nobody does anything about it. If I go out there and do that, I'll end up in jail. Are you starting to get that the citizens of the United States, it's a fiction in law? How can we understand this concept? The average person is not into the corporate world. No, it's not into limited liability partnerships. The basic maxim in law, if the legislature or Congress creates a statutory entity, anything, corporations, limited liability things, trust, or a citizen of the United States, he who created it has absolute plenary power over what this thing can and cannot do. Have to have that understanding. If the Congress or the legislature creates an entity, as corporations, there's all types, there's the S corps, regular corps, all different types, they control what they can and cannot do. And every corporation, fiction in law, when it's established, like if there's a corporation out of Minnesota, it has a domicile. That domicile can never move. That corporation can do business anywhere. That's fine. But it has a domicile. Now, let's get back to the citizen of the United States. That particular statutory created was created in 1866, 14 Stat 27. You can find it codified today. Back in a minute.
Pressure's high just to stay alive. The heat is on.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said.
Okay, we're back here. We're back here. And this is Ralph Winterode sitting in. So I was talking about this citizen of the United States. Are you one? Did you ever hear of Esau in the Bible? He sold his birthright for some porridge and some lentil beans. You give up your citizenship, your status, your right to own property. You give it up. when you step into a fictional, a made-up, a statutory, man-made, man's doctrine status. Who are we supposed to be? Unalienable rights under the Creator, the Declaration of Independence. It sure the living hell wasn't a citizen of the United States. And citizens of the United States can also be a fiction in law, corporations. You think that's what the Declaration of Independence, unalienable rights from the Creator and the Declaration of Independence? Of course not. Why did they put the citizens of the several states in the Constitution? They didn't put that citizens of the United States could be traveling around and have the same rights. Duh. You can look check this up on the internet, real easy. 14 Stat 27, it was made for the Negroes initially, but it was made to overthrow a republic. 14 Stat 27, 1866. You can go into 42, United States Code, 1981, or you can go even at 42, USC, 1982. Property rights of citizens. All citizens of the United States shall have the same right in every state and territory. Well, you always stop right there. Wait a minute. Citizens of the several states don't have anything to do with territories, do we? As is enjoyed by white citizens. What? You got to be kidding me. As is enjoyed by white citizens. Therefore, to inherit, purchase, lease, sell, hold, or convey real and personal property, as enjoyed by white citizens. Does that sound a little racist? Where is the NAAC or Southern Poverty Law crooks? That sounds like a damn racist, prejudicial thing to me. It's a fiction in law. They memorialize it in the 14th. But there was a lot more to the 14th, which I'm going to get into the second hour, which is what I found it is this amazing document that was done in 1887 and was put into, the, again, in the 1938 Congressional Record, which we don't have access to unless you go into Hines Online or you want to go to the law library and go through about 100 feet of books, three volumes high, and try to find some. Not going to happen. Well, so does that still stand today? Did they make the Negroes second-class citizens or something? No. Very quietly, 2 years later in 1870, they said, oh, you know, all you black folk, we're going to naturalize you. You can be naturalized now. So there's no this white citizen, equal rights as white citizen nonsense. Well, why didn't they do that to begin with? Because they wanted to get us, had to lay the groundwork to get we the people to step out of our natural, unalienable rights from the Creator. We'll be back in a minute. Next time.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get Too. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.